John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday, August 26th. We are happy to be with you all again today. What's up, Queen?
What's going on, Queen? Wednesday,
what's
Wednesday. None, child, child, having a good time. But all of that good stuff, you know, in class, doing this, doing that, but child looks still prevailing. Still moving forward, still moving forward. Can't complain. Cannot complain.
That's right.
But I'm good.
That's right.
I'm good. Like, August is almost over. Like, this is, what, the last Wednesday in August?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're almost done.
It was five Sundays in August. Five.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Five Sundays. Yeah, I know a lot of people like those five Fridays that be falling four times out a year. Depends on your pay schedule and how your pay schedule, either every week, bi-weekly, or every other week, however it go. But those five Fridays do be good when it comes down to how your pay schedule go.
Yeah, when it comes down to how that work. If it fall right, you good.
Yeah, you real good. I was just talking with a friend about that. I was like, I don't know if a lot of people realize if they pay schedule fall like it's supposed to, it's you at least get that four extra Fridays out of a whole year. I don't know, do people be putting that extra little change away? Because that's a whole extra paycheck.
Mm-hmm, it is. But you know,
something like I ain't never look at it like that, Candace. I was like, I'm telling you, that four checks depends on what your pay is. That might be a nice little check for you, four checks, if you put all four of them away and see what you come up with at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, Queen. But, you know, and that's good if you're not exhausting all your funds and you have
that's
the opportunity
fine.
To do so.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to be able to do something like that, to be able to put a little bit of money away. I like what I'm able
to. I'm trying to tell you. What? Look, be looking at that account like, ooh, I got some
Correct.
Got some money. And hate when you have to go in there and something come up and you got
and
to go decrease
it.
From
yes.
it. Like, God, I'm trying to stay at this amount. Why I just can't stay at this amount? Some got to, either the car, the churn needs something, something in the house got to be done. It's something.
Something always happens. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to have
it
to spend
something, something. So, hey, if you can put it away and not touch it, it's good.
Yeah. That car thing was what always seemed to be the issue. You have
the car.
Everything, the car. It's like you'll be fine, and then next thing you know, the car. There go the car.
There go the car. You got to get something done on to the car. Oh, trust and believe. I've been doing that this week. I've been doing that this week, getting something done to the truck, and I'm just like, what? Like, what? I'm like, but
I
look, you know what? I'm not complaining. I got the money. Let me go on and get it done. I said, because
mm-hmm.
this was a couple of years ago, I'd be mad as H-double-L. I would
yeah.
be mad, but I didn't got to the point where, you know what? It's just a vehicle. I could still get where I got to go. It's all right.
I needed to get where I got to go, so, you know.
So I can't get mad. It's going to get it fixed. It just is what it is.
That's right.
What it is, so.
So, Queen, what's going on? What's up with the sponsors today? What's poppin'?
Our sponsors today, well, guys, welcome to Shelby's World. We miss you guys. And our sponsors today, you know, the one and only Shelby's Bistro and Catering. You guys, make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG. Chef Shelby, she does it all, weddings, all type of events, graduations, parties, just regular old any day parties. Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, all special events, make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG. Also, check out J2 Couture as well on IG and Facebook at IGLLC on Facebook and just J2 Couture on IG. Well, you can get all your beauty tips, cosmetics, fashion, hair, wigs, all of that stuff that make us look the way that we look every day. We be trying to look. So make sure you check out J2 Couture at j2couture.com and also on Facebook and IG. And a huge shout out to our creators of Freedom Train Network, where Shelby's podcast is actually on the network of Freedom Train. Thanks to Joe and Patrick. Big up to Joe and Patrick. Love what you guys are doing. Love everyone else that's a part of the Freedom Train team. Make sure you check out Freedom Train on IG as well, or check them out at Freedom Train Radio. Is it .com or .org? I think it's .com. Yeah. So check them out and check out all the other podcast shows that's actually on the Freedom Train Network, you guys. So big ups to Patrick and Joe, two black young men just doing it out here in the media world. Like, got to give them a clap on that. Got to give them a clap on that.
Yes,
so make sure you check. And also, don't forget about Shelby's World Podcast at underscore Shelby's World Podcast on IG. Make sure you check us out. We be posting all type of stuff. What's going on in the community. We actually got a community event going on with Link Up. So if you are part of the Shelby's World, if you're on the actually Shelby's World page, some of that stuff and information will actually be on there and come out and, you know, help us give back to the community, guys. So also big ups to Link Up as well. So make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG, J2 Couture on IG, Shelby's World Podcast on IG, and also Freedom Train on IG as well. And those are our sponsors. And let's get this show started.
All right, Queen. So as Queen stated, we did miss you guys. We did not do a show last week. We had some things come up, and we needed to kind of regroup this week. So we are happy to be back. Welcome back. Welcome to our voices. And we'll be back in the studio soon. But and hopefully we can get around to doing that within the next couple of weeks. But, you know, if not, you'll hear our voices. To be sure, which is just as good, but we do love entertaining our platform on a live basis through the media that way. So we will be back with you all soon. Just be patient with us and hang in there, because Queen is now a student as well as doing her thing, with Shelby's World, with her her businesses, her ventures, her regular day-to-day ventures. She's now adding some other things under her belt. So we want to congratulate her and be patient with her as she makes it in transition through this time as well. So, we're going to jump into the quote real quick. I actually have two quotes of the day. And they're both kind of based on the same thing. And we're talking about the interesting concept today is that our topic is knowing your body. But the quotes today are kind of about survival, survival techniques and things of that nature. So our quote is, there are as many ways to survive as there are survivors. So just think about that. If for every person that has went through a survival mode in their life, either they've recreated a way to live and survive, or they've made do with someone else's technique and just made it better for them. So we're coming into a time in life where everything isn't just about being moderate and overdoing things. We're coming to a time we have to be more moderate. And being moderate means that we have to think about what will happen to us if we don't have this or we don't have that. So the constant awakening of survival is big in on people at this time. They're either trying to have recreate their lives with getting employment, trying to just sustain living, trying to get the children situated for school, you know, different things like that, just the normal everyday life things. But there are it's taking people through different ways of how to survive. So just as many ways that there are to survive, you've created just as many survivors in that process. I think that was a very thought-provoking thing to say, you know, when it comes to that type of method. And the other one is, to live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering. So
what?
To me, to that pretty much just says that to live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering. Because regardless, you know, yeah. So basically, we know that we might go through some things in life, but you got to look at what you did to get through it and how you made it through and what was the meaning of you going through what you went through. Because everything has a reason.
That's true. Everything has a reason and purpose that comes behind it.
Correct. So
you got to be willing to walk through it.
To get
and
through
it. Ain't always gonna be, it ain't gonna always be easy, but once you get through it, oof, that's the thing. Once you get through it. As I always say, when you see the light on the other side of the tunnel, you like, oh, I went through all of that to get to here. Oh, now I won't say I wanna do it again. But hey, I'll do it again to get to, you know, where I was trying to actually go. You just got to really look at stuff in a more positive light. Even when you feel like it ain't going good, you still got to look at it in a positive way.
Correct. Because most times things aren't going good because of the mindset. It's what you're thinking about. If I'm sitting up thinking negative about certain things, then there ain't no way that everything gonna be going right for me if my mindset ain't right. So,
are you trying to figure it all out?
And you ain't got. And the thing is though, like half of the time when you're going through things and you're trying to figure out the next step, you already know the next step. You're just not in a position to take the next step. That's really what it is for most parts, because when we fall into binds, it's financial binds, because most of our binds end up being a financial means. So we know what we need to do to get to the ending of that financial bind, but sometimes we don't have the means to do it because of the bind.
And sometimes we put our own self in the situation that we actually in.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
It's something. But it's always a lesson behind it. Always. I want to know, do some people even realize the lesson that come behind it? Well, some probably do, some probably don't, because some probably end up making the same mistake again because they didn't learn the lesson the first time.
Yeah. And I think I put up a status one day about that. I said, you're going to keep reading the same book. You're going to keep reading the same chapter because you and not get to the end of the book because you keep doing the same thing. Now, and to me, that's, you know, that speaks volumes, because how can I ever get past this chapter if I keep reliving it?
That's real, though. That's real. That is real talk, though. Got to look at it different, though.
And it's all, that's insanity anyway. Our fact of the day is, you can go 30 days without food, but only if you're in good health and you don't have no other issues going on with your body. But 30 whole days, Queen. So, you can
tell me 30 days with nothing?
You can go 30 days without food, not without water, but you can go 30 days without food.
With no food. Just water.
Just water. Now, your body might go through a little bit of suffrage because it's used to food,
yeah.
But it don't mean that you can't do without it.
For 30 days. Well, Jesus went 40.
A lot of days, boy.
No. 30 days. I never went, not with nothing, like meat, I done that. But just nothing, just straight water. I can't even have a glass of milk, and I don't even like milk like that. So I don't even know I would even ask why could I have a glass of milk because I don't even like milk like that. But 30 days, just water. Wow.
They say you can take, your body can go through 30 full days without food. It's amazing.
30 days. Yeah. That
amazing.
Is the weight loss.
So our show today, we're going to jump into the show, y'all, because again, we said that just to do a quick reminder, y'all, a recap, our queen is back in school. So we're going to get through the show rather quickly today so we can give her time to get to class. And our show today is knowing your body. And the reason why this is such an – for one, we got a show that I've already put together that we're going to do coming up. It's going to be quite interesting. And we're going to focus on women, specifically black women, but women in general. And we're going to have a couple of women come on. And that's it's going to save it for a live show. Have a couple of women come on and give different viewpoints on this because the topics are going to be quite juicy. So, I want to make sure that we have a good panel of people. So I'm still putting the panel together, but the show is pretty in depth, and we just want to have some discussion on women because women. The reason why I chose the topic of knowing your body is to kind of like feed off of a little bit of what that show is going to be about. But women are the reason why, and men can weigh in on this as well when we create the show, but a lot of men, egos and their power struggles with themselves are created mostly because of what women have given them and what we have fed them. And I say that because if we are honest with a man, like say for instance, if a man has small genitalia and we know it is not doing anything for us, but we make it because we're getting satisfaction from him on a financial level or some other type of level, he's supplying you. So you're making it seem as if he's doing so many good things for you in the bedroom department, and then which is in turn stroking his ego. Instead of you being honest with him so he can calm down that ego a little bit and then
hurt
you know
the man ego
so
like
that's
that.
The thing. We're not honest. That's and a lot of us being lack of honest with each other is because it starts from us as women. We're so used to coddling emotions and trying not to hurt feelings that we can't be honest with people. And so we got an interesting conversation with that when we talk to women.
That is,
but today
we might need both of them on there to do that show. That you need a man and woman on there to talk about.
I was thinking about doing one, like doing a show a piece, but we may need to do a combined show. We may need to do that.
That might need to do a live combined show on that one there. That's
we might need to do a live one where we bring it into the studio and then have somebody actually video the show. Versus us,
who were at what, you know, and what man that we would actually bring?
We're going to bring some. We're going to bring a single one and a married one. Because we want to definitely have.
Ooh, that's going to be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
so,
be good.
But today's show, Knowing Your Body, and the reason why this show spoke to me is because everybody has been going crazy over this WAP song, and making such a big deal out of the song. And the song is, it's, you know, for people who don't know what it stands for, WAP stands for Wet Ass Poutine. Okay.
Now, hold up, Queen. Hold up, Queen. I don't even know the song. Like, what in the hell is you talking about? Like,
the Cardi B song.
I barely listen to the radio, Queen. If I do, I got the gospel on, or I'm listening to my old school hip hop and R&B.
Oh, well, you
got
to go Google this.
None of. I'm going
you
have
go
to. I'm about to ask my children about that. I have to ask my children about stuff like this because I'd be like, what that is?
Yeah,
like
you
got
to grandma
now.
You got to hear that. Now, and the reason why the song ain't bad. We done heard some music.
Yeah,
now.
We done heard some
you
ratchet
know what I'm
stuff
now.
So, Lil' Kim, all
song,
that,
song,
Trina.
Correct. The song ain't doing
July
nothing.
July Crew.
Out girl. So, and JT Money, Too Short. Come on. Let's be
flat
honest.
Pack, all that. All
right.
That down.
We done, man, we done heard some.
Flat pack.
We done heard some music worse than City Girls and Cardi B. So, everybody who making a big deal out of this, is this is why this is funny to me. But also, if we all know our bodies, having wet poutine or wet coochie is not a new thing. Every woman, unless you have a problem with your feminine level, every woman has wet coochie. That's just what women
basically
produce. We produce wetness. And if people really knew their body, this wouldn't even be a conversation. And I think the reason why it is such a huge conversation is because some people don't know, or some people don't realize that if your coochie is not wet, you have something going on down there.
Yeah, you got some vaginal problems.
And men, too. And men, you don't know that you messing with a private that's not wet, then, and but you going up in there anyway.
Ooh,
you need to know.
That's
a you.
That's
come on,
pain.
Like. So, getting to know your body, learning what hurts and what nurtures your body, because there are some things, and that comes also with the whole conversation of knowing what you can take sexually and knowing what you can't take sexually. Don't be doing everything everybody else doing if your body ain't meant for all that. You got levels. Everybody got levels. So what they can't.
Everybody
can
ain't on the
do.
Same level either.
Correct. So, you know, it's a lot of things. That's why I say you got to know what hurts you and what nurtures you when you're getting to know your body.
Yeah.
What pleases you? And what doesn't please you? You got to know what pleases you before you tell somebody else how to please you. You got to know what it is that you like. You can't just let nobody do nothing to you and you don't even know what that is.
Is that because you done heard somebody else say, girl, ooh, he be doing me like this, girl. Girl, you don't know what them people. Yeah.
And
you got to know yourself.
Check the fingernails, like, You playing with yourself. You got people touching you, and you ain't checking fingernails. Jesus, it's a lot.
Lord.
And
you need to go get you a manicure, sir.
That's why I say when it comes to pleasing you, you don't just be laid up there if the nails hurting and you just laying there. So you don't know what. So then you don't really know what pleases you on a mental level, on a sexual level, or just common living level. You're not comfortable enough with yourself to tell somebody you're not comfortable with that. That you don't know your body well enough. And anybody who only believe that, oh, because you messed with this person and her coochie was wet, messed with the net when hers was wet. Somebody may be a little wetter, but that don't mean a woman ain't supposed to have that. Women supposed to have that, point blank, period. If she don't have that, I mean, they talk about what kind of blew me off about it is that they talking about wet coochie like everybody don't have wet coochie.
Well, you know, that young-minded. I ain't read enough books, really don't know.
But that come with the men, too, not being taught.
Yeah,
because
that's
everybody
young, too.
Cat is wet. And if you doing it right, it's going to get wetter.
Thank you.
That's what cat
and
do.
If that and if that person is... being attracted to somebody as well.
Attraction is major. You definitely
very major.
You ain't gonna be getting wet at all if you ain't attracted. I don't care.
You're
that first look,
looking all crazy,
first,
like
for real.
Nigga, what you doing?
Knowing your body, knowing your partner, knowing what you like is one of the most important things.
And your partner
your
needs to know that as well.
Right, but you can't even communicate that with him to your partner if you don't even know. I don't need nobody to teach me what I like. I already know what I like.
And this is what
now
I like, and I'm going
to
tell you what I like.
Right.
Yeah.
Or while
and
you're
got
doing
to,
it,
and you got
gonna
to
know.
Tell him.
Sometimes
cause a man
say,
a show
will
tell
things,
you.
They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out what you like by the sounds you're making or the lack of sound or things of that nature. But you have to have
ooh,
some type of communication with your partner. If you're not going to talk to them with words, you better use your darn body language. But don't sit up there and just be allowing things to happen to you and you're not comfortable with it. You got to know your body.
That's true. And like you say, a man will know. Well, you know, I always have to speak on myself because I don't want to put anybody else's business out there, so I just speak on my business. So
correct.
That happened to me with my kid's father. We had them broke up. I had them went and had relations with somebody else. You know, it was totally different. Totally. So when me and him finally did end up getting back together probably a year or two later, he was like, it's something different by two. How you done learned all of this stuff that you didn't like? You never did this. You never did this. Like,
you didn't do none of that. Now you knew.
Look, nothing. But the gentleman at the time was, I think I was what, 20? The gentleman at the time was older than me. He was 30. So that's my
she
whole
grown.
Man. Look, grown. Look, girl, grown,
mm-hmm.
grown.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, when I say grown. And I was just like grown, experienced, and everything. And I'm just this 20-year-old don't know nothing.
Nothing.
No, a little something, but didn't know nothing, baby. And I
didn't
know
enough.
I never forget that. Didn't know enough. Knew a little something, but didn't know enough at all. Like, you ain't never, where you heard this at? I don't even remember what I said, child. I know us as women, we'll play something off real quick. Like, huh, what to say, but you really have to know yourself, because after that experience, man, his experience wasn't the same no more.
Because
it totally different, and I knew at that time, this is what I need you to do for me.
And see, the thing is, and that happened to you because you learned something new in an experience. You already knew what excited you at that time, but you just didn't know how much excitement can go up to another level.
Yeah, to another level. Like, yeah, like, okay, this experience here, like, yes, okay, right. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me something that I didn't know. Thank you very much. You really helped me with myself and how I was supposed to be pleased. How you have to tell somebody how you want to be pleased. I always, people be like, how you just lay down with somebody and you ain't getting pleasure and the man the only one getting pleasure? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either, Queen. I'm totally against that. I think that's rape. I really do.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like, and not to be, not rape, like, you know, I'm terrible. Let me I think that's assault on, I think that's assault. Because how you just beat up the coochie? If I'm not happy, and or you just beat up the man penis, if he's laying there looking like he about to die, because he ready for it to be over, and you looking the same way, what is the that situation? Y'all body chemistry was all off.
But
because y'all wanted a nut. And it was funny because we was having a conversation, and partner say, he say, well, I knew it wasn't good. I just wanted to finish because I was going to get my nut. I died. I died. I was like, you know, but that's what most people think. So I wanted to do women think that too. The women, because we're very in depth and in tune, well, as a woman I am, with what I like.
Yeah.
So if I'm not being pleased with what I like and what I'm gonna show you that. I'm gonna say something too. And you're gonna know with my body and I'm gonna say something with my words. So and either it's gonna end the situation or you're gonna do better. But irregardless, I'm gonna open up my mouth. I'm not gonna just lay there and just get up and just be displeased because then I'm gonna pretend it ain't never happened.
Ooh, not pretend that it ain't never happened. Not pretend that it ain't never happened. Ooh, that hurt the man. You done hurt that man ego. Queen, you just done hurt that man ego.
What was that? Instead of me just wait till you get to the end and you done and you had your time to come and you feel okay with that. That's why you gotta communicate. I've been with the same man for all these years anyway to know we supposed to have a good conversation on what our body's like. You know what I'm saying?
Chemistry is everything.
You don't just lay up with nobody all these different times and y'all body not communicating. No.
That part, go back to that chemistry. That attraction. It got to be there. Because when it ain't there, baby, this ain't nothing. I'm like, child, look at me. What is you doing? Look, Negro, what is you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you need to get on up. You need to get on up. But it comes with age, maturity, all of that. Mindset.
Yeah.
All of that. Because, you know, being young and as a male, speaking of a male, they just trying to get off.
Mm-hmm.
See us ladies, especially when we're just trying to please. But the older you get, man, look, we need foreplay. We need all that. We need everything leading up. So what you trying?
Correct.
I need all that. Let me go ahead and just lay it out. Tell you what I need, how I need you to do this and everything. Now, a man that's experienced, you might not have to tell him because he already know how to please the woman. But some you have to like, baby, let me just school you about me. And this female body over here, I ain't worried about the rest of them chicks that you done dealt with. I'm talking about this queen over here. And what I need you to do, because see, you ain't finna just get off and I'm just sitting here. That ain't gonna work for me, bro. That ain't gonna work for me at Oh, I got a problem with that. They're like, so you get up, I'm going to be looking at you and be like, man, I'm finna go. This could be my house. I might just get up and leave you right here just like I came over to your house to see what you went on by my business. Like, bro, that one, no, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. But you have to let people know. You got to let people know. And to me, that leading up, that got to happen. That's right. I don't see no other way. Like, somebody let me know, because, baby, look here, I must just be old school, but I ain't that old school. Because old school is what we talking about, how that man just get there and get what he want and going on by his business, and you right there looking crazy in the face, and then you telling your friend, girl, he can't satisfy me, girl, because you ain't told
him. And because you ain't said nothing. And everybody can't read minds, because a lot of men was raised, like we said, to just get off and please themselves. In that same conversation, what I heard the man say, I just wanted to go ahead and get mine. I knew it wasn't good. I just was going to get mine because that's what I came there to do. That's what most men were taught to do. A lot of men weren't even taught to do oral or told that oral is disgusting a lot. That's why they become vultures when they learn to do it. They enjoy it more than the woman loved receiving it. Just like women love giving oral more, especially when they enter the person, they will love giving oral more than the man love receiving oral. This is common facts.
that's true, because I done heard a guy say that he didn't like it. But that woman that he was with and he was in love with, when she started doing it to him, he was like, man, look, shoot. He said, and that was, he said, man, look, I was on 10. He said, I didn't have it done, but I said, it could be because of she know what she was doing or how you actually felt about that particular woman that you was actually with.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, from that end, he was like, shoot, look, hey, I used to be asked, but I used to be asked, well, babe, you gonna do that for me? But then you got some men that they lady don't even have to ask them because they already know.
Correct.
They already know. They know the right touch it when it's down on back everything. Not.
I'm completely that woman. When I'm with my partner, I know my man. I know exactly what he desires before his mouth even, or he don't got to show me nothing. If you walk in anyway and you had a long ass day, I'm making sure you go straight to the shower.
That part.
I need you to go on, get yourself situated so we can go on and make this happen so you can get some sleep. Because after that, you're going to sleep anyway. But when you know how to give that man exactly what he needs, and you read and sense these things when you're into your partner. So orally, sexually, you're going to be able to understand how to please this person because their body speaks to you and your body speaking back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all that
and
other
stuff. You even see that, queen, You see that, queen, even when they just around a crowd of people, how touchy-feely they are with one another, and they just hanging out with their friends. You can see the chemistry, the sexual chemistry and everything when they just in a crowd. They like, I'm going to take y'all behind to go get a room.
I'm telling you.
But that lets you know, attraction, Lord Jesus, that attraction is everything. It's everything. It is everything. It is everything, but you better know how to please that man. You better make sure that man know how to please you. You right? See, that's why sometimes cheating go on, especially when it comes to women, because women not telling men how they feel and what they want from that man, and then they go step out and get it from somebody else. When
just
you probably
already
thing you
know
had
how
to do
it,
when you all had to, all you had to do was just tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Show them, tell them what you want. This is what I want us to do. Now, if he be like he ain't into all of that, I don't know what to tell you then, to be honest with you. Like, I just really don't know what to tell you then, especially if you're married. I really don't know what to tell you then. Like, like that. You know But I do.
I will say this though: if you're not getting pleasure in your home, you got to speak up about it, because the worst thing to do is step outside of your house to look for something that you could already get from your house. Another thing, if your partner just not understanding and learning, has not learned, y'all done been together for years, and y'all haven't been giving off the vibe to each other of what y'all like, something wrong. Y'all not honest then. Y'all lying. And that's worse than anything else in the whole situation, is that y'all been carrying on a lie. A sexual lie, too, to be exact. Because don't be trying to be so modest, because if you know you're not a modest sexual person, don't try to make that person think you are. If you are free, let that person know you are free. You can't pin your sexuality up into a bubble. It's gonna burst and you're gonna end up cheating.
Yep. You sure can't do that now. You cannot do that at all. So you got to let the man know what you want, and that man got to let women know what they want.
Correct.
You got to be open about it. The more open y'all about it, talk about it, the better that relationship will end up being. But you got to be open about it. No, there ain't nothing wrong with intimacy at all. It ain't got to be just sexual either. Intimacy comes in other ways too now. But that's a whole nother topic.
We're learning that more as a culture, that most of your intimacy doesn't even involve sexual connotation. You got intimacy based on attraction you may have for that person, or the love you have for that person. But every time you're intimate with someone, you ain't always being sexual. Mm-hmm. You can do something intimate for them just by rubbing their feet.
Yeah.
Doing something the person loves is just as intimate as just anything. I mean, we get too caught up in
a lot of
things that takes us away. And then, you know, away from what our partners and people desire, but also away from what we desire to give to people, because we're so worried about other things. And when you're at home with your partner, you're supposed to let all your pent up frustration go and be comfortable and able to settle into yourself at home.
You're supposed to just be you. Yep. If you can't just be you around your partner, like, that means your whole relationship based on a lie.
It's a lie.
I hate to say it. That's based on a lie. You can't be yourself around your partner. You're supposed to be able to be who you are around that person at all times. But you know what? It is some men out here that's very romantic, more than women are.
Mm-hmm.
More than women. Don't let these men out here fool you. Some of them like that romance and stuff like that. Don't let them fool you now. Let them fool you. There's a lot of them out here that's like that. They like all that romance stuff. They be acting like they hard, but them jokers ain't hard. Them jokers ain't hard at all. They want all that romance, that romantic stuff. And stuff like
yep,
that.
They love it.
They
love it though.
Mm-hmm.
They
love to be pampered and catered to. You might be surprised.
Just like
you said,
doing just
that at your house. Yeah, you might be surprised. You start pampering and catering that man. You might just be surprised. His reaction. Might surprise some of you. Might be surprised some of you. Got to give that man attention, and the same thing with men, got to give that woman attention. What you in the relationship for? What is you in the relationship for? Yeah, especially our men. Run that woman. That woman come in the house. It don't always got to be women making sure you see her come in the house. She tired. You got home before her man. Go in there and be like, man, let me just run you a nice bubble bath, a nice bath. You go give her some wine. Let her go sit in there and just relax with some nice music. And just let her get her thoughts together.
Right. Right.
That's that. You just never know. Be surprised what that woman will do for you.
You never know.
She's been done that a couple of times. Like, oh, little girl, or my man, like this man, like that's a problem. And don't just do it on those special occasions. Just do it. Just do it on a Monday. Monday she come home, she looking tired. You just like, dang, baby, look tired. Let me go ahead and get bae together. You make sure she in a good mood now that y'all ain't had no arguments and she feel like you trying to make up for something you didn't make her mad about.
Right.
So just be like, bae, I got something special for you, you know. The first time that ever happened to me, my husband did that for me when we first started dating, and it blew my mind. Like, nobody ain't never done this before. Like, this something new here. Like, where that man come from? Where you been at? Nobody ain't never roses all on the bed, bath water red with roses. What?
That's
like, I was like, okay, this something I can get used to. This something I can get used to. And it was nice. Like, it. Like, all right, I see you, bro. I see you. You hey, look, you a winner. Now you a winner. You might be a keeper. You might be a keeper. That's what I was saying at that time, which he is not. Now he's my husband, so he ain't nothing but a keeper.
But, right.
You know, so.
Keeper,
man,
keeper.
Look, it's keep. I mean, a keeper, keeper, cook, all that, clean house, take care of kids, all that stuff, child. The man
mm-hmm.
was a keeper, just period, point blank. Showed me that way at the beginning of the relationship. Like, yeah, I'm a keeper. We be talking about us women are keepers, man. You better look at the men sometimes because they be keepers, too. Sometimes you be running out on the right one.
That's right.
Because you worry about what them friends got going on over there. You better worry about you. You better worry about you, Kyle. They might want what you got.
Most of the time,
that
it be like that. Or just want you to come back the way they at. So
mm-hmm.
you just gotta be careful and know exactly how to maneuver in this life for yourself.
Yeah.
Again, do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Do what makes
oh,
you
most
happy.
Definitely, most definitely. You got to. Because
on
at the end of the day, it's your life.
Mhm. And on a sexual level, if you're not happy sexually, it's gonna show. And so
oh,
many
yeah.
people backed up and need to be put to sleep sexually, and because they haven't, they killing people, fighting people, upset, firing people off jobs they've been on for years, doing anything to hold somebody else down because they're not happily satisfied. A lot
satisfied.
Of people just need some sex in their life. So knowing your body will change how you operate on a regular basis, on a day-to-day basis as well, y'all. Enjoying your body. Learning, and when you know your body, that means you've learned your body enough to have enjoyed your own body. And when you grown,
mm-hmm.
you know what that means. A lot of people that be like, I never try to shut up. You don't know nothing. You're a kid. So you got to know what pleases you.
And don't never say what you won't do either.
What pleases you.
Yeah, and don't be saying what you will never do.
Anyway.
Don't never say what you won't do because you'll make a lie out of your own self. Never say what you won't do. You will make a liar out of your own self. I learned that a long time ago. Don't never say what you ain't going to do because you don't know until you actually in that moment. You really don't know. You really,
mm-hmm.
really don't know. But you better know yourself, like Queen. You're right. You got to know your own body and what you want. You got to.
And how you want it.
You got to. And how you want it. Because it ain't just for the males. Females as well. It's
correct.
It's a beautiful thing. Especially when you're with that partner that you really in love with and they in love with you. It can be very special. Be very, very special. But, hey, know your body.
Know your body,
know
y'all.
Your body.
Queen, what's your wrap-up?
Okay.
What's your wrap-up? Tell them something good.
Well, y'all, just look, we're going to keep telling you to be safe doing because there's still a lot going on out here. Please make sure you guys are registered to vote and all your voting stuff is correct so you can go vote. you know, this is me personally. I don't trust the mail-in ballot, so I am actually going to the polls to actually vote on when it's time to vote in November. But y'all continue to stay positive. You know, love on somebody. If you got your man, your queen, your king, whatever you dealing with, love on them, man. Look, if you got some situations you're going through with each other, some changes, man, talk that thing out. Come to a compromise. Learn how to agree to disagree and move on. And forgiveness is big, y'all. But when you forgive, tell that person what you're forgiving them for and what you want from them from this point forward. How this relationship, and not just relationship as a male and female, but relationships, family, friends, it don't matter who it is, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. When you forgive them, let them know, I'm forgiving you, but this is how our relationship is going to proceed after this. Once I forgive you, we're not going back to this. But this is what I need from you. Once mm-hmm. I tell you, you know, that I accept your apology and what you have done. And when that person forgive you, look, do right by that person. Do right by that person, because all of us deserve respect, and everybody want to be treated with the utmost respect and kindness. So when you forgive, put it in the way that you want and how you want that person and what you – look, this is what I expect from you when it comes down to us and our friendship, our relationship, whatever it may be. And go on from there. Don't bring it back up. Don't bring it back up. Let it be. Once you let it go. And keep it right there where it was, where you left it at. But y'all continue to stay positive. Continue to be safe. Like I say, go love on somebody. Go, look, just call somebody you probably ain't talked to in a long time. Y'all might have had a misunderstanding or something. Just be like, man, let's talk this thing out, because it's probably bull crap what you're really upset by. It might be something very petty, very, very, very petty, which a lot of stuff is very petty sometimes. But just love on people, y'all. This is a good time to just do that and move on with your life, because at the end of the day, you don't need nobody to have power over you, because when you see them, you still angry with them. That's something that maybe happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, and you still mad at them about something that they probably then gone ahead and forgot about and probably don't even remember, but you remember because you still harboring it in your heart. And that person still has power over you, because when you see that person, it makes you mad just looking at them, because it takes you back to whatever they done to you at that moment in time. So forgive them. Move on, man. Clear your heart so you can get to the way you're trying to go in life. Because life is a beautiful thing, y'all. Even during the pandemic, it's still beautiful. Hey. So,
all right.
Thank y'all for watching.
And to piggyback off what Queen said, we know that people will wrong you, and we know that people will show you who they are. And when they show you, believe it, for one. You got to forgive mm-hmm. to move on, number two. However, you ain't got to never fuck with that person ever again.
And that's true.
In that never. Way. That way. You can, but that doesn't mean that you have to treat people ill and treat people with an unkind heart. Because I'm one person, excuse me, who truly believe that people can show you a different side of them. They grow out of certain things. But if a person continues to do the same thing, that's you got to realize that's not just a mistake. That's their character. So
yeah.
If you need to start separating yourself from a person because of their character, you got to do it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You don't need no shady characters around you, period. Leave
yes.
the shady ones where they at. You don't need no shade around. And like I say, when they show you who they really are, just believe them. Especially if they done showed you more than one time and you still dealing with them. Now, if they done showed you more than one time and you still dealing with them, guess what? That's on you. They're on you. But move on, people.
Yes, move on and be able to move on with dignity and pride and know that sometimes in life you're going to lose people. Sometimes in life you're going to gain people. Whatever happens, that's what was supposed to happen, y'all. And we got to stop questioning everything and holding on to things that we need to let go of. And that's been a lot of our lives' obstacles, is that we're trying to cling to situations that we've been supposed to let go of. And our blessings become short because of things like that. So figure things out, use the discernment, and shake the tree a little bit and move on. But we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We like you. We love you. We appreciate y'all. Link up 2K20. Our fifth anniversary will be this weekend. It will be done a little different. We're going to do like a walk-up, drive-through resource center where we'll be serving food and giving out resource bags and school supplies. So if you want to stop by, it's posted on Shelby's World Podcast, J2's Couture, Shelby's Bistro, Beauty Mogul, Queen Shelby D. You can find it anywhere, even on Freedom Train. So check it out, y'all. Check us out. Support, support, support. Appreciate y'all so much. Catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.